And you can use them in an equation for the charge neutrality. So the charge neutrality equation says that the concentration of electrons plus the concentration of negatively charged dopants, those would be the ionized acceptors, equals the concentration of holes, the left-hand side are the positive charges, and the right-hand side of the left-hand side of the negative charges, and the right-hand side are the positive charges. And N was NC EXP N mu minus EC over KBT. And P is NV EXP EV minus mu over KBT. So I have formulas here that are a function of the chemical potential and the temperature. And the formulas that I had trouble with on the last slide are also dependent on the chemical potential and the temperature. So this whole equation, I can fix the temperature and then plot the left and right hand sides. So that's what I do over here on the right. The red line are all the negative charges, and the blue lines are all the positive charges. Just those equations over there. And the point at which they cross is the chemical potential. So I plotted it. I have the formulas as a terms of temperature and chemical potential. I fix the temperature, but then I plot all the chemical potentials. And only for a single chemical potential is the charge neutrality satisfied. And that one, where they intersect, is where the chemical potential is. Down here is the program that does it. These are the four equations for NP ionized acceptors and ionized donors.
So we try this program, and you can give both acceptors and donors. So right now I've got more acceptors than there are donors, and I could make this a little bit higher. So now I make more donors than acceptors.
And what happens is that these the intersection point moves from down by the valence band. So the energy is measured from the valence band. This is the conduction band. The intersection moves from down by the valence band to up to the conduction band. And that it moves pretty rapidly because this constant value here is the doping of the donors, and this red constant value here is the red is the electrons, and P is the donors. So as soon as the donors are a little bit higher, the chemical potential moves up towards the conduction band. And as soon as the acceptors are a little higher, it moves the other way. So I make this now a little higher than the other one. It should move back to the other end. Just because of the way the form of these functions are, you only need a little bit more acceptors than donors to move the chemical potential down by the conduction band. And then if I doped with a little bit more donors and acceptors, it would move back up the other way. So P-type semiconductor is a semiconductor where the chemical potential is close to the valence band. When the chemical potential is close to the valence band, then these two formulas say there are a few electrons in the conduction band and there are many more holes in the valence band. And then if it moves up close to the conduction band, these two formulas will say that there are many more electrons in the conduction band than there are holes in the valence band. And it makes a pretty rapid transition. As soon as you get more donors than acceptors, it moves up towards the conduction band. And if you have more acceptors than holes, it moves down towards the valence band.
Okay, so this is how you can figure out what the chemical potential is. You plot the charge neutrality condition where the charge, the positive charge, must be equal to the negative charge. We have formulas for all these quantities in terms of temperature and chemical potential, and you can figure out what the chemical potential is then for any doping and temperature.